Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Bird Show.
Hi, Blue Dog Investigations in studio right now. This one doesn't have any local tie-ins really that we know of yet. But Tracy from Blue Dog sent us this email, and it was such an intriguing story that we thought, you know what, let's share this because this could be pretty, pretty cool. This one doesn't have anybody that's looking for somebody from 1987 or 97. We're going back to World War II for this one.
The story is that I got an email from a woman. We're calling her Nevo because I can't pronounce her name.
Okay.
But her father was 11 years old in 1945, and he was living in a village called Nove that's 70 miles north of Venice. A plane came over the mountains, and they saw flames. They were all out tree cutting. So this was kind of what they did for work. He was
now,
with his
mom. Keep
in mind
here, this is 1945.
Right.
World War II is going on.
Right.
And this is how... This is hard for us to embrace because we've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But every single day in your backyard, there could be soldiers, there are gunfire, bullets, you got planes overhead. So this is part of the daily routine in Italy every day back in 1945.
And he's 11 years old.
This is what's going on
in his life. So he and his sister and his mother are out cutting trees. The whole village is out cutting trees. I don't know if this is their job or what they're doing. But plane comes over the mountains. They see fire. They run. Away from, you know, the flames of this plane coming over. And then it breaks into pieces and falls down around this 11-year-old boy.
Whoa.
Okay? And this is my client Nevo's father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the debris are three bodies. Okay. The let's see if I can keep all the, who they were. The pilot, they had different positions, but what she's actually looking for is family of the pilot.
So this was an American plane.
Yes.
Okay. That had flown over and had broken apart.
An American military plane?
Mm. American military plane. Okay. They were the 71st Bombardment Squadron, 450th Bombardment Group, known as the Cottontails, from the 47th Wing, 15th Air Force, United States Army.
And this is information she had already before she emailed you, or this
Some
is stuff that you've had?
Some pieces she had, and then other pieces I've put together.
Okay.
Based
so,
on... Wow. Some stuff that she had already gathered.
So her father and some other villagers...
Right.
In the backyard, plane crashes. There are three American soldiers in that plane. All of them die in that plane crash.
There were nine altogether.
Nine.
Six were taken hostage. From my research, I've discovered that at least two were liberated. And I have letters that they wrote home and all kinds of cool stuff. So.
Okay.
So two had been released. I don't know what remained of the other four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were ever released or... Or what happened. But three were killed. And Second Lieutenant Edward Lee was the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who we're looking for. Not him. He was killed, but his family.
Mm-hmm.
Any surviving family, which would probably be children, grandchildren at this point.
And why did she want to find the pilot in particular? Or his family?
Why the pilot? Especially, I guess, because he was sort of in charge and... I don't know why him in particular.
What does she say that she wants to do and if she finds him?
She said in her own words, why am I doing this? Because we must remember. Today, Italy is a democratic country, thanks also to the sacrifice of Edward.
Wow.
Too often we forget how
That's
much
intense.
The liberty cost.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, now at that time,
Fascinating.
The Allies won the war, obviously. And they were fighting against Italy at that point in 1945. But since the Allies won, she has her freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking for this pilot to say thank you
for
beating her country in the war.
Right. So she must be into history, too, in order for her to research her father's life when he was so young. And these, you know, name. I mean, she must be going through family albums and history and journals and everything in Italian.
Well, being that her father was alive during this time and had this... occurrence happened to him, then mm-hmm. World War II is very, you know, very dear to her in researching it and finding out history
now,
about
where does she live? Did we talk about where she lives? I'm sorry.
She's still in Nove.
So
in
she is
small
in
a little village.
Okay, so that's part of their culture is, you know, this is just a generation ago, you
right,
know?
Right. So she's a branch manager of a bank there. Mm-hmm.
Wow. The way the email is written is
Nova's
so cute. Because it's in sort of like broken English. Mm-hmm. It's in Italian and it's in broken English. Mm-hmm. And I wanted, it's so cute that I wanted to read the whole email, but it would have taken way too long.
Yeah.
So why did they contact you? I mean, there are so many private investigating firms.
I'm not exactly sure. Some things, and this happens quite a bit when I have people and we're exchanging emails, I'll ask specific questions and some come back answered and others don't. So that I've asked, you know, why exactly me? But I did find clearly a Georgia connection. And
really?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The wife, they have a missing air crew report mm-hmm. when his plane went down and everybody got sent, your husband or son is missing, mm-hmm. was sent to his wife, Mary Lou Lee. Mm-hmm. And her address at that time was 260 Glendale Avenue in Decatur.
Well, of course it was Georgia because Mary Lou.
Yeah, right.
Two names, you got it. Yeah, Mary Lou. Well, she's in the South somewhere.
Wow.
Exactly.
Whoa, that's
so
insane.
Where are you in the investigation now?
Probably going back to property records and things. You've got on this one. I'm going to have to kind of go back to then come forward to try to find more information about Mary Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just, if your name is Mary Lou or someone in your family's name's Mary
yeah,
Lou.
Indicator.
Yeah, call us.
Right. I'm assuming, now he was stationed at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery mm-hmm. before he was deployed to Italy. So there's probably a Montgomery connection. Decatur may have actually also been, because what happened quite a bit is at that time, was they would be married, but then the wife would go live with his family while he was, you know, away.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be his family that she was living with.
It's an interesting story, man. Just that she like wants to thank somebody for her mm-hmm. Italian freedom. But that sounds so Italian to me. You know, like they're celebrating life every day and she feels like she needs to grip onto it and mm-hmm. thank the very people that gave Italy their freedom. It sounds very Italian.
Well, she figured this out over a bottle of Chianti sitting in some vineyard.
Right.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, lady. You thanked us with Olive Garden. Because when, when I'm there, I'm family. And I don't need you to find anybody. Just
sounds
keep those
good.
Breadsticks coming.
Well, we want to follow up with you like in the next couple of weeks and see if you get any. And there's something very romantic about like a World War II story that has some local roots to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's amazing. It sounds like a movie plot.
It does,
you know,
right?
The beginning
definitely
of one,
does.
At least.
And so basically, you're in search. And we're not asking you guys to call if there's any. We're not looking for a connection here. We just thought it was a very interesting story.
Oh, this isn't Pilot Lost and Found?
World War II Pilot Lost and Found. So basically, this American soldier was shot down over Italy in World War II, and this Italian woman just wants to find his family to thank her for her Italian freedom. So we'll get Tracy back in here in like a couple of weeks, couple of months, whatever it takes. It would be great if you could do it before Memorial.
Oh, it would be awesome.
That would be
that's
a great
the goal.
Time.
We'll see what can happen.
Why don't you work on that, all right?
Great.
All right. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for coming.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.